Good evening, church. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? So good to see all of you. Once again, I want to welcome you to our first service. We are so glad you can be part of this service. Amen. How many of you are ready for the word of the Lord? Come on, yes. I'm excited to share the word. But before we do that, I want you to sign up for church camp. It's going to be really powerful. We got exciting things coming. And please make some time and space and to sign up for the camp. Can you do that, church? Amen. And also take note that, you know, prayer meeting is happening on Tuesday. We want you to come and be part of a powerful time of prayer together. A praying church is a powerful church. Amen. A praying church is a powerful church. A praying church is a strong church. So we want you to be part of it. Amen. Are you ready for the word? Before I preach the word, one more time, let's lift our hands to the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. Come on, let's lift our hands to Jesus. I sense in my heart tonight is a night of breakthrough for many of us. If you're sitting here with confusion, if you're sitting here with worry, if you're sitting here with pain in your body, if you're sitting here with some kind of illness, you're sitting here with some kind of need, come on, reach out to the Lord. The presence of Jesus, where the presence of the Lord is, there is freedom. You don't have to wait until the end of the service to receive a breakthrough. Come on, reach out to the Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit is here tonight. Come on, lift up your hands and just reach out to the Lord. Ask the Lord, come on, there's anointing of breakthrough in this place. Where do you need a breakthrough of Jesus? Is it in the workplace? Is it in your family? Is that in relationship? I sense in my heart the Holy Spirit wants to give a breakthrough to you. Come on. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I prophesy over you, church. Your best days are yet to come. Your best is yet to come. The Lord has something best for you. Amen. And is yet to come. Do not be afraid of your past years. Do not be afraid of your struggle. Do not be afraid the things you don't see. This is what the Lord is saying. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. I, the Lord, will do wonders in your life. Come on, reach out to the Lord for a breakthrough. Come on, let 2025, you know, be a year of a great breakthrough for you and for your family. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to lift our hands and just worship the Lord in one chorus before we hear the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you,
holy,
Jesus.
Holy, holy are you, Lord.
Come on, let's just worship the Lord this evening.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, 3D worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
As we worship His presence.
Jesus and angels bow.
Every sleepless night be healed right
you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels.
Blessed be
the Lord.
worship, though, when you worship, the presence of God begin to come in a fullness. Come.
Blessed be the Lord God.
Come on, He is victorious.
Almighty.
We worship a Jesus who is victorious.
Who reigns forevermore.
Blessed
be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
Come on, as we worship you, Jesus.
Hooray,
let your presence touch every heart right now.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forever.
Sing holy, holy, just the voices, come on.
And holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. And holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
One more time, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
The presence of Jesus is here tonight. What an awesome presence of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence. Father, I pray, Lord, we pray for your voice to be so clear in our hearts tonight. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Jesus, you are the champion of our hearts. Thank you, God, for your presence. If God is for us, who can be against us, church? It is God who fights your battle. It is God who gives you victory. Amen. We serve a God who is victorious. And if God is for us, nothing can be against us. And God turns all the things that seems to be bad in your life to be good for His glory. For God turns all the good and the bad for His glory. Father, we just thank you for your presence. I pray, Lord, let your people be blessed as we come together and worship you and hear your word. We give you praise and honor. And all God's people say, amen, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, guys. Come on, quickly. Athens, make it fast. All right, are you ready for the word? Thank you. Before I start the word, I just want to say, you know, I was just traveling to KK last weekend. I was just in KK doing a revival meetings, and God moved powerfully. I think they're going to show some pictures there on KK. But how many of you know God is doing something powerful all over the earth? I just want to start off with a testimony. How many of you want to hear a testimony?
Five people, huh?
Let me try. How many of you want to hear a testimony? All right. How many of you want to hear a testimony? How many of you know we serve a God who does miracles? You know, we only serve, you know, He just all the time, He does miracles. You know, we did powerful meetings, you know, last, I think it was, how long were you there? About 4 days or 5 days. And we saw amazing presence of the Lord. And, you know, God was just doing amazing church. On Sunday morning, I preached on this church. So this lady came. You guys can take out the picture. This lady came and I asked her, what do you need to pray for? You know, so here it goes. She said, I have a face paralysis, she said. Half of my face is paralyzed. I was like, Jesus, let's go. I was like, all right, you know, you pray. Some people come to you and they say, can you pray for me? Yeah, what do you want to pray? I pray for my headache, pray for my this. That's easy for Jesus. But when it comes to face paralysis, easy for Jesus. But for me, I was like, my Lord, let's go. So I said, what you cannot do? And she goes, I cannot. When I touch, there's no feelings, right? There's no feelings. So I asked the husband to touch. Really? No feeling. I said, what else can you do, cannot do? I cannot, part of my face, I cannot feel the face. Beautiful girl. Really, the husband came to pray. She's crying, she's just crying. I was thinking, why did you get a Botox? Anyway, so she was just crying. And I just lay my hands. How many of you know, church, God can does impossible things. With man, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And I lay hands and I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray right now, let there be a supernatural surgery, be done right now, I said. And as I begin to pray for a church, she started crying, and then I keep praying, I just prayed 30 seconds, I prayed for her, I said, how do you feel? She said, I feel warm. I said, let me pray again, and then what do you feel? The warmth is increasing, and the third time when I prayed, she said, I can feel my face again, she said. All right? So I told the husband, can you touch your wife? So you give a pinch and she started crying. She had that condition for almost 1.5 years. They couldn't figure out why she had that condition. The doctor said we couldn't figure out what it is. She said because of stress. And I prayed one more time. You won't believe this. Her face was, it was a bit down, So like, like that, like Pastor Daddy. No. It was a bit down. I'm just kidding. Jokes. His face was just a bit funny. But as I'm laying my hands on her, I can feel God is doing a supernatural surgery. And her face came into a perfect alignment. Wow. Isn't that awesome, church? Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap for that. So it's exciting to see, when you travel, here and, everywhere that God does amazing thing. Amen. I want to start off with a story. I'm going to fly up to KL on Monday morning. Early morning, 6 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I need to be preaching to a bunch of missionaries in KL, right? Next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I'm preparing to go. So they told me, it's called Youth with a Mission. So I call them Youth Without Money, Youth Without Money. Because, they are missionary kids. So they call me to preach. And they said, I asked, where am I going to stay? And they said, are you going to stay with us? So I thought, it's going to be, you have your room by yourself, so you can, you can do all your stuff. Then they texted me again. I asked them, hey, do I have a room or what? No, actually, you'll be sharing with one of us. I was like, it's been a long time since I shared my room with someone, right? So the conversation go, and then I was like, you know what? I need to find a place. I say, I love the missionary kids, but, I need my Jesus time alone. So I started finding places, and all the places I'm finding in KL is really cheap. You know what I'm saying, right? And you are near Damansara, We are Damansara, Banda One Utama. Two things I look for: good food and gym. Right? So I'm looking for all these places. Everything is far away. And then the next thing you know about Johor Bahru, right? How many of you are thankful that you are in JB or not in KL? Because morning traffic are like crazy. Right, my sister is sitting here. She goes to work and used to be in KL. I remember going to KL with her. She's taking 1.5 hours to get to go to work. I'm like, you guys need to get born again. it's so long to get to somewhere. So I'm like, God, nearest place. I need to go. And I'm getting stressed. You know why? I'm leaving on Monday morning and I don't want to stay with this missionary. And I want my own place. If Pastor Rajan, I think he will stay with them. I'm like, God, I need a place. Yeah, I'm worrying. I'm thinking about it. I'm getting stressed now because I need to do two different flights, to other places that I need to travel. I'm going through all this mess, God, I don't have a place. My sister's house is in Puchong, quite far away. My brother-in-law is there. I don't really want to be with him also alone in the house, I mean, I love him, but whatever. So all this thing going through my mind, I'm like, who do I get? If I call them, I know this pastor, if I call them, what they will think? How come you're a pastor? People, all this thing going through my mind. So I'm talking about this to one of my friends, and this friend goes, Johnny, you are a Marriott member. Do you remember that? Marriott Hotel. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot last year, I bought this membership. It's worth really cheap, like they sell to me. I bought this and I totally forgot about it. And I was like, oh my goodness, Marriott. I forgot Marriott. Church, guess what? I opened up the app and I had to download the app again because I totally forgot. I opened up the app and the app, guys, show that picture, first picture. I want this story has this deep meaning to it. Guys, are you guys here? So that Marriott opens up and says, I have a free complimentary hotel in Ikea. You know where? Next slide, please. You know where? At Meridian. Meridian, Kuala Lumpur, no. It's like one of the most expensive. Like, I'm talking about one night, you pay about 900 ringgit. I mean, for Vicky, it's normal love. For me, no. I mean, like, 900 ringgit? I'm like, 900 ringgit? And here it goes. Like, you get free two breakfasts. You buy one free one. But you know, one complimentary. And then there's some buffet thing that I can work on. And I look at their gym. They have one of the best gym, guys. And I was thinking to myself, and I was thinking how I was ignorant of what I had. I was so ignorant, or I forgot to claim what is mine. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and he said, Johnny, do you know many Christians have not claimed their breakthrough yet? I said, what are you talking about, Lord? He said, there's many Christians still looking for budget hotels. Oh, some of you are like, Pastor, I stayed there. Huh? So many Christians are still wondering and worrying for the things that Jesus already paid for on the cross. And I begin to think about this, and I begin to ask the Holy God, what does it mean? And the Lord just began to speak to me and said, Johnny, it's time that my church claim this thing called the anointing of the Holy Spirit in their life. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk about today the anointing, the claiming your anointing in your life. Claiming the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, you know, there was one guy, you know, he wasn't praying, but you know, and he had a very hard time to pray, to sit and pray. How many of you struggle to pray? Don't put up your hand. You know, he was struggling, and one day, you know, he said, God, help me to pray, God. God showed him a vision. God showed him in a vision. A vision, right? There's two monkeys sitting next to him, you know, spiritually, like two monkeys sitting next to him and whispering things to him. Like, you know, do this, do that. So in that moment, right, God began to reveal and say, began saying, you know, all you have to do is don't listen to the monkey and pray. You know, and pray. And as I begin to prepare the sermon, I feel the Lord was saying, tell my church, there's anointing and breakthrough that yet to be released in your life is going to come through your time of prayer and seeking the Lord. Amen. Come on. Let's give the Lord a mighty clap. There's certain thing in your life, church. If you're not seeing breakthrough yet, because God is waiting for you to claim that breakthrough. God is waiting for you to get that anointing. You know, see, Jesus said this, you know, Jesus said, when I go away, I'll give you an helper. And his name is Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is the one that helps you to walk, you know, the life of Christian. You know, many times we think about the Holy Spirit, it's like, you know, we speak in tongues, yes. We think about Holy Spirit, it's like, you know, the feeling that I feel. No, Holy Spirit is a person of breakthrough. And, you know, the more you develop friendship with the Holy Spirit, he becomes an agent of breakthrough over your life. That's why, church, each and every one of us, each and every now, that's why 1 John chapter, chapter 4, it says this, right? You know, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, it says, but the anointing of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, which you have received from him, abides in you. Each and every one of us, God has given us the anointing. Come on, somebody say, I have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see, and as a believer, you know, we need to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus was baptized, and the scripture says the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. No, Acts chapter 10 says, you know what it says to Acts chapter 10? God the Father anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit, if Jesus needed to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, church, how much more we as a believer need to walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Amen. All our breakthroughs, all our breakthroughs and miracles are found in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that brings breakthrough in our life. Amen. The word anointing, right? I just want to talk about the anointing tonight. And I'm going to pray. The word anointing is simply means to smear, to sprinkle. You know, to sprinkle. So when they say Jesus Christ, the word Christ, right? Do you know the word Christ is not Jesus' last name? It's not like Jonathan Chandra, right? Chandra's my dad's name. It's not like Jesus Christ. Christ is Jesus' last name. No. The word Christ means the anointed one. It means the anointed one. What does that mean? Jesus, who have been smeared with the oil of God. We've been anointed. Smear means like, you know, sprinkle of the oil on Jesus. That's why Jesus was baptized by the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the Christ, that's why the scripture says in the last days, the Antichrist will come. What is Antichrist? Antichrist. Christ is, Antichrist means the one who works against the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The one who hates the Holy Spirit. Church, if we don't have a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit, we will be like me, you know, we will be like, you know, we'll be walking, you know, in a lifestyle that's defeated. We'll be walking in a lifestyle that's no breakthrough. But I believe tonight, God wants to set you up for breakthrough. Amen. God wants to set you up for greater, greater, greater miracle so that you can claim the anointing of the Holy Spirit over your life. Somebody say amen, please. And everything is done through the person of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible, church, for us to live a life of a Christian life without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So what is the anointing of the Holy Spirit? You know, Psalms 92 verse 10 says, right? He has anointed me with a fresh oil. It's like the Holy Spirit comes on you like a fresh oil. The anointing of God is the very presence of God over your life. I want you to look at, guys, on the computer, Luke 4:18, please. Luke 4:18 says, Jesus, you know, is beginning to talk about this powerfully before, you know, during his ministry. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Each and every one of us, church, we need to long for the Spirit of God to come upon us. We need a desire for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need a desire that, you know, each and individual, every one of us to be powerfully anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has what? Sent me to heal the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, the recovery of the sight to the blind, and to set liberty those who are oppressed. Every believer are entitled to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Every believer, church. You know why I say that? Recently, I was in Pakhan, you know, doing a healing meeting, right? So I'm praying, and this guy gets healed of shoulder pain. And when he gets healed, I say, "Why did you come in front?" And he comes in front, and I say, "What? Now you got healed? Why did you pray for people?" And this man who have never even prayed for one person to get healed, is, you know, he prayed, "God, as you have healed me, I pray you will heal those who are sick." And as he began to pray, church, you won't believe this. He began to pray, and the people who had a pain shoulder in the congregation, in the place, they were getting healed. And I didn't pray, but the man that got healed, and the Lord spoke to me, it's time for the church to rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we don't walk in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, what we are doing is we are not claiming that which Jesus paid for us. We are not walking in the fullness of it. All right, that's why, you know, so important that you and I pursue the anointing of God in our life. Pursue the Holy Spirit in our life. Because the anointing is not just for pastors. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is not just for evangelists. The anointing of God is for every believer, church. Every believer. So let's turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, it says, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 said, you know, Jesus gave this instruction for the disciples. Acts 1 said, "But you shall receive power and you will be witness to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." It's a promise that you and I are to be anointed by the Lord. Amen. Amen. The anointing of the Lord is so powerful. You know, let's look at one story in the Bible, you know, before I give you a few thoughts on anointing. First Kings chapter 18. You know, let's turn to First Kings chapter 18. Can you guys put it up, please? First Kings 18. You know, here's a story, right? How many of you know this story? Elijah confronting the false prophet. So Elijah comes, you know, you hear, you know, the enemy is setting up a wrong altar, right? In the land of Israel, you know, the enemy is doing, you know, wickedness, and, you know, the spirit is just hovering, and people are just going through, you know, this whole confusion, whatever. So God raises up a man named Elijah to confront the power of darkness. And here Elijah comes to the altar, the demonic altar of the land of Israel. Now, Elijah comes, you know, he said, you know, you look at the prophets. So he said, choose one bull for yourself and prepare it for it. Prepare it first, for you are many, and call on your God and put no fire under it. So here what it goes, right? So Elijah is standing, you know, the false prophet are standing there. And Elijah is saying, you know, if your God is true, you call on fire. So what happens is they go around all night, you know, they're calling on fire, they're cutting themselves, you know, they're sacrificing, and no fire comes down. And Elijah goes like, are you guys done? Because now it's time for the anointing, he said. He said, now I'm going to show you what it means to have a one true living God. And Elijah comes into the picture, church, and he goes, Father, he said, God, who hears my prayer. And as Elijah began to pray, Before he confronted the Baal, you know what happened? Elijah said, you know, all your sacrifice, you know, double the water on the sacrifice. Make it really wet, because I'm going to show who the God of Israel is. And Elijah said, the anointing of God is going to show you who the real God is. And they double up the water. They double up the water. And then the altar, the demonic altar, they were sacrificed, were filled with water. And Elijah prays one prayer. He said, God, would you show yourself true to Israel? And the scripture says the fire of God comes on the sacrifice, church, and consume all that was on the altar. And church, this is what the anointing does in our life. The anointing comes like a fire in our life and consume things that are not supposed to be there in our life. That's the work of the anointing of God. So when you pursue the anointing, what happens, church? God begins to release such a fire in your life that you will become, you know, you will walk in the anointing of the fire of God. The enemy will not have a place in your life. Amen. See, the anointing is such a powerful thing. When the anointing comes in your life, every demon that's not supposed to be in your life, you know, that's hindering your destiny and your breakthrough will flee your life. But the enemy will keep us, keep the church, or keep the people from experiencing or longing for anointing as much as he can, because he knows if the anointing touches you, something happens to your life. It keeps you in that, you know, that place of no experience anointing. But I pray that tonight that God will put such a hunger for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. God will begin to anoint you. You know what happens when the anointing comes on you? You know, Psalms, you know, the book of Psalms says, touch not the anointed one. The scripture says, touch not the anointed one. What happened when you walk in the breakthrough of anointing? You will walk in such a divine protection of God over your life. With anointing on your life, right? There will be a decree from heaven and say, do not touch this person. Amen. Do not touch their finance. Do not touch their health. Don't touch their family. That's how the anointing of God protects your life, church. That's why the scripture says, do not touch the why. Heaven, all of heaven will begin to say, you are protected by God. You're protected by God. Not only you're protected by God, you're favored by God. That's what anointing does. The anointing also, you know, I pray that you will claim this anointing over your life. Say, Lord, in your word you have said, touch not the anointed one, that the enemy cannot touch your children. The enemy cannot touch your mind. Some of you are going through, like, you know, confusion, sleepless night, you know, going through the same problem, right? All you have to do is say, Lord, let your anointing rest in my life powerfully. I tell you, that confusion will leave. That depression will leave. That fear will leave. Anointing is the enabling. You know, anointing is the power of God over your life. It is the very power that worked on Jesus' life, church. It works on your life. That's what Romans 8 said, the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of Jesus, the spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead, the spirit that, you know, that brought Jesus alive is the same spirit that lives inside of you. You see, right, but we're Christian, right? We don't walk in it. We don't believe it. You know, only if every believer believed that the same Spirit of Jesus is inside of me and I'm going to think like that, I'm going to walk like that, I'm going to talk like that, I tell you, church, our city will see revival. Amen. Amen. Because when you walk with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you become a breakthrough carrier. Amen. See, Jesus go to a land, right? He just stepped out of the boat. And you see, you know, this guy, well, demon-possessed, come and look for Jesus. He says, Son of God, don't come to this city. The demon started speaking to Jesus. Why? The demon recognized the anointing in Jesus' life. When Jesus stepped into that place, every demon in that place knew, this man is anointed by God. This man is anointed by God. I tell you, God can put such anointing in your life, church. The enemy cannot touch you in Jesus' name. Amen. God can put such an anointing in your life. When you step into certain places, you see power of God beginning to move. We were coming back, you know, from KK. We were just got into the taxi, right? And the grab. And this Indian guy picked us up. And the first Indian I'm seeing in KK, you know, I was like, bro, feels like home for a bit. You know, first Indian guy say, I said, how long you been here? He said, I've been here 30 years. He said, I got married, da, da, da. He's a Hindu, my wife is a Christian. And all this thing is sharing, right? While he was sharing, church, I felt the anointing of the Lord just in our car. Everybody say, anointing of the Lord. I begin to feel the anointing of the Lord. Suddenly, the anointing comes. And he's talking and talking and talking. And then at the end of the day, you know, I said, I'm going to pray for you. And you talk about his family, whatever. The moment I lay hands, he goes like this. You ask, AK was there, Luke was there. She goes, bro, he said in Tamil, he said, I'm having goosebumps. And he shows me, I can see all the hair standing like that. And as I begin to pray for him, the power of God comes on him. He got up from the car. He literally went like this. I don't know what's happening to me, but I can feel, he said, I can feel God. In Tamil, he said, I can feel God. I said, that is Jesus touching your heart. Church, it's time for each and every one of you to walk in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's our heritage. We need to claim the anointing in our life. If you don't claim, what happens? You live a defeated lifestyle. You don't have a breakthrough. Pastor, same thing. I'm thinking, gosh, you need anointing of the Lord. Not only the anointing is for the power, the Spirit of God, you know, Isaiah says, is a spirit of wisdom. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you have a supernatural wisdom over your life. Suddenly you start thinking differently, church. Suddenly you go, like, I never thought about this. Oh, God is beginning to speak to you. There was a lady called me from LA. She said, I don't know if I shared this. She said, I invested $1 million into this crypto. And then she said, Johnny, can you pray for me? Because I'm going to wipe out all my savings and, you know, put into this. I said, you just give me a moment. Let me call you back. She called me 10 o'clock, Saturday, 10 o'clock. I put on the phone and I went to the to sit on the sofa, right? And then I turned on Channel News Asia. A huge word, you know, big word said, scam, 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 scam. I was like, I just put on the phone. And what is it? Scam, 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 scam. And then I prayed, Holy Spirit, anointing of the Lord. Lord, I really need your guidance right now. Because she wanted to throw all her money into it. And I prayed, the Holy Spirit just said, it's a scam. I just said, this is a scam. I called her quickly. I said, Deborah, take out all the money. I'm so sorry. It's a scam. She goes to take out the money. You know what happens? The whole website shuts down. Before it shuts down, they ask her to put 500 to take the 1 million. You know, that's how they do it. I said, Deborah, you're so greedy, I said. You know why? You should have counseled the Holy Spirit first. Because you didn't counsel, God always protects your finance. Somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, say amen, church. Amen. God always protects your family. God always protects you. So you need to be in the anointing. You need to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I said, you know, Deborah, too late. So she goes and the whole thing shuts down. She goes into this whole thing, $1 million, $1.2 million or something like that. Then as I begin to pray, I say, Lord, but your grace is sufficient for you. Lord, please help us, help her, Lord. you know, she really blesses the ministry, you know, in US, right? She really know how to bless our ministries. So I really have a heart. I say, Lord, she have helped so much. Please help her. You won't believe, a year later, they found out a money in Bahamas Island. And, you know, through the court case, you know, they're trying to get back money again. You know, God restores what she have lost. But the lesson, you know, is you need a counsel of the Holy Spirit over your life. You see, the devil come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you're not careful, church, you can be a Christian that's losing the battle to the enemy. Oh, come on, somebody say, that's not going to be me. You know, if you're not careful, you can be a Jesus believer, you know, still being defeated by the enemy. But tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit will come on you and give you a fresh touch of heaven of your life. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap. God's heart for you is to protect you. God's heart for you is for you to be, you know, to be living in abundance of God. So that's why we need the anointing. This is the hour, church. You know, there's so many counsel. There's so many voices. But we need the counsel of the Holy Spirit in our life. We need the counsel. We need the voice and the truth of the Holy Spirit in our life. Because that's our rightful heritage of heaven. That's our inheritance. That's where we claim from. And I want to quickly give you, you know, one or two a powerful place where you can claim your anointing. Number one, you know, you can claim your anointing. Number one, you know where? In your secret place. In your secret place. In the time of prayer. That's why the enemy, what it does, it keeps you from praying. It keeps you from praying, you know. Keeps you from praying or spending time with the Lord. He knows, because your time with God is an anointing time. Amen. Because when you pray, what happened? Holy Spirit will manifest His presence. And you begin to be anointed by the Lord in your secret place. You see, it's impossible for you to follow Jesus, the anointed one, and for you not to be anointed. Amen. You know, you become like the person you eat, or, you know, you eat, right? You know, whatever you eat, that's what you become. Most likely, right? But you see, you know, it's kind of like, it's impossible for you to be with God, to be with the Lord. And Jesus said, if any one of you are thirsty, come and drink. Any one of you are hungry, come and eat of me, Jesus said. It's impossible for you to be with Jesus and not to be anointed. The key is spend time praying. Amen. Spend time with the Lord, church. Spend time with the Lord. Statistics says 80 to 90% of churchgoers have less than 1 hour prayer time. 1 hour prayer time. Jesus said, you know, the Bible, He said, if you, you know, pray 1 hour lest you fall into temptation. Your prayer life is a place where God will anoint you, church. Jesus, you know, Luke chapter 5 says, oftentimes Jesus will withdraw Himself and go to a very secluded place. And He say He will spend time praying to the Father. You and I need to be a prayer warrior. Amen. Some of your breakthrough is really in your secret place. Some of your anointing, the waiting to be claimed, is in your time of prayer. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, in all diligently, you need to trust the Lord in your secret place. When you do that, church, you can say, God, I am here because I'm not seeing breakthrough in this place. God, I'm here because my finance, Lord, how come this depth is there, God? Because in your scripture, it says, Genesis 22, verse 17 says, I will bless you. With blessings, I will bless you. With multiplication, I'll multiply you. Lord, your word says so. When you go before the Lord, you know, that place of prayer, I tell you, church, God will begin to reveal something powerful over your life. Amen. It is claiming your anointing, claiming your breakthrough. Number one, it's in your prayer life. It's in your really prayer life. Church, I sense in my heart, God wants us to upgrade our prayer time. God wants us to really spend time with Him. Come on, we need to spend time with the Lord. Amen. We cannot do like, you know, like a McDonald's Christianity. You know what McDonald's Christianity? You sit down, 5 minutes, it comes, and then you go. That's not the Christianity. You cannot do, you know, this is not a fast food church. The scripture says in Isaiah 40, it says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, like what? will mount like what? Wings like eagle. God has so much so for you to claim in your secret place. But you know what? The enemy is the one who keeps us away. Keep you, you know, sleepy. Or keep you, busy. Pastor, I don't have time. I was like, Alama. God understands, la, but devil also understands you. You see, your prayer place, right? Your prayer, many times we think about prayer, right? Pastor, God, I thank you for the food. But I thank you. No, prayer place is a place you meet with God. When you keep meeting with God, church, He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. You know where you're going? Hebrews 4 says, come to the throne of grace boldly that you may receive grace and mercy. Where are you going, church? You're going to have an audience with the King of Kings. You're going to have an audience with the Lord of Lords. The scripture says, Luke says, there was a king and I think it was a widow, and the widow kept going to the king and pastor said, please do this for me. Please do this to me. The scripture says the king got so tired of her asking and said, whatever she asks, give it to Allah. And Jesus said, do not lose heart, but pray. In the scripture says, do not lose heart and pray. The king of the earth, of heaven and the earth, is looking to have an audience with you. Is looking to release something over you. When you go to palace, right, I've heard stories that when you go to palace, right, you surely get something one. You surely get something when you go to a palace. You surely, when your audience, when you know who you are meeting church, you will not miss that meeting. Amen. If you really, if you have a heart and weightiness, who am I meeting? I am meeting, number one, the King of Kings. And one word from God, church, in that moment of prayer, right? One voice of God just release over your life. One idea, one breakthrough, that's it. That's it. It's forever your breakthrough. Amen. 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 Come on, put your hands together. Come on, receive the word. Have an audience with the King of Kings. But He's not going to come whenever you want to come. He's going to come at a set time. And all you have to do is make time for Him. Make time for Him. Set a time. Lord, this time I'm going to meet you, God. If you know how to honor God in prayer, God will know how to honor you before the man. Amen. Amen. If you know how to honor God in a time with Him, God will honor you in promotion and in blessings. It's a prayer time. Let not your heart be troubled, church. Have an audience with King. You be diligent with the Lord. You know who our spiritual father of this house, Pastor Rajan? How many of you think Pastor Rajan is your spiritual father? Hey, only one person, Michael. Right? I'm so blessed by his life because the other day, I think 2 weeks ago, I said, I didn't sleep. La. I said, what do you mean? 3 o'clock, I woke up thinking about what? The new building, la. I said, what did you do? I pray. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And then 8 o'clock, he shows up there, still praying in the room. And then 8:30, we pray with him every Tuesday. But by the time you go into the room, right, you can see angels are there. Heaven is there. The presence of God is there. You don't even have to pray. Just go in like, oh, God is here. Why? This man had been praying for hours. And he comes, gives a word. That's a God. Whoa. You see, there's something. How many of you know that's our inheritance from this house, spiritual father? He knows how to stand before God. Church, if you know how to stand before God, I tell you, your children will know how to stand before God. Your grandchildren will know how to stand before God. You see, there's a fight right now. Let me be honest with you. There's a fight between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of enemy. Like Elijah, there's an altar that's been set by the enemy. The altar of adultery, the altar of lie, the altar of compromise, the altar of poverty. All these altars are there, church. We need the anointing of the Lord in our life through the prayer time with God to break down those altars in Jesus' name. Amen. That's why prayer is so powerful. I encourage you. Tuesday, we are praying. A praying church is a powerful church. A powerful church, you know, begets, you know, get, you know, powerful church will have a powerful city, family and city. So I want to encourage you, come for Tuesday prayer. We're going to pray. When you pray, church, you know, it's like this, you know. You know, there's, I remember I was in a meeting, you know, I was in a meeting in U.S. Actually, I'm not supposed to be there with the leaders of the church. I'm not supposed to be there. It just happened that, you know, I was there and I was chosen for something. You know, and you know, they recorded the movie. I know they took a camera with me, recorded a movie, and then the movie went, you know, it's called Finger of God 2, and it went all over America. So one moment, I will go to different churches in America. People recognize, you are that Indian guy. I'm like, no, I'm Malaysian, I say. They always call me from India, not from the U.S. No, I'm from Malaysia. So because I was in that room with that influenced people, right? People are really influenced. I'm talking about that really shifting and changing things in America. Because I was in that room, I got the favor. Somebody say favor. All you have to do is be with the Lord and favor will come over your life. Amen. Amen. This is what Psalms 27 says, seek my face. You know, God, the Lord told David, seek my face. And David said, your face I will seek, God. You know what you're seeking? You know, the face of God is a face of God is a place of favor over your life. You know, when, you know, it's like this, you know, you're a dad and your son is coming from far, running, small son running. And the father's eyes is locked towards the son, looking at the son. And the father's thinking, my son is coming. I'm going to kiss him and hug him. And whatever he's going to ask, I'm going to give it to him. But he has to run to the father first. Amen. And the father hugs him and gives him a kiss. Daddy, I need this. And sometimes the father, right? You don't even, the son would have never not even asked, but still give him. That's what Jesus said. You know, the father knows exactly what you need even before you pray. Amen. Not only is the King of Kings, church, as we come to the end of the close, can I have the keyboardist, please? He's your heavenly father. He's your heavenly father. You know, if you don't know, you know, if you don't have a desire to pray, look at, you know, what is the heart of God in prayer, right? Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 say that, you know, the prodigal son was coming back home. The father, you know what the father did? You know, in Tamil we'll say this, Vandatanda. No, that's not what the father said. No, you know what the father did? It's like, you know, scripture said, right, the father was longing to look at the son to come back. The father had a longing in his eyes. Do you know God longs for you? God longs to spend time with you. So you're looking, the father's looking, right? The son is running. And the scripture says the father hugged him and gave him a kiss. I tell you, that's what God's heart for you. That's what God's heart for you, church. He's waiting to spend time with you. He's waiting to give you a kiss. He's waiting to just refresh you. He's waiting to reveal things. You know what happened to the prodigal son? The father gave him a new cloth. He gave a new shirt, you know, new what garment first. You know what does it spiritually means? Every time you walk in the face of the earth, your garment will get dirty. Somebody going to throw curry at you. Somebody going to throw roti canai at you. Pastor Derek likes roti canai, by the way. He eats two of them every morning. And usually I order for him. You know what I order? So I order for him. Do I want to? Yeah, I said. Why? Your shirt gets dirty. We live in a world. These shirts get dirty. And the only way that you get this renewed every time is in the presence of God. It's in the presence of God. I want to give you one key. And how do you enter the time of prayer? Some of us struggle. No, Pastor, I keep talking. I feel like I'm talking to myself. That's why Psalms 95. Guys, can you put the Psalms 95, please? Verse 6 says, when you come before God, right? Psalms 95. Come on, who's doing the projector? Come, or let us worship and bow down. Let us knee before the Lord our Maker. Next scripture, next verse. 7, please, guys. For he is our God, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, when you worship the Lord, what happens? Today, if we will hear his voice. That's your prayer time. That's your secret place. That's your secret place. How do you start? Start worshiping the Lord. Start worshiping the Lord. I love you. You're King of Kings, Father. We love you. Pastor Daddy, get on the stage for the worship team. You know, just as you begin to worship the Lord, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, just put on the worship song, you know, whatever worship song. Try not to listen to old songs, get some new songs, and then you can come to churches or sing together with us. You know, as you're doing worship, right? What happens, right? Suddenly, you will hear the voice of God. Suddenly, God will hear, you will hear the voice of God. That's where God anoints you. God anoints you. God really wants to anoint your church. You know, see, the anointing is the working of God over your life. Working of God. It'd be so boring not to have anointing of God in our life. It'd be so bored, you know. That's why it's impossible for us to be Christian and to be bored in the kingdom. Okay? Listen, I want to make one statement and then we're going to pray. Either you're anointed by God or you're anointed by the world. What is the anointing of the world? You keep doing things without Jesus. You keep trusting men without Jesus. You keep building, whether you're finance, your house, whatever, without Jesus and His counsel. And you call that culture. You call that normal. Oh, this day is normal. No. You don't know. You need the voice of God. Amen. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For the older one who was sitting here, maybe you're thinking, Pastor, I'm too old. No, you don't know. Anointing is an heritage. The anointing comes on your uncle, it goes on your children's children, children will carry the same anointing over their life. My grandma was an evangelist. She go door to door to share the gospel. My mom and dad did the same thing, and I'm doing the same thing because of the anointing of the Lord, which is our greatest reward on the earth. Amen. Stand to your feet, church. Let's pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What an awesome presence of God. Just want you to lift your hands wherever you are right now and ask Jesus just anoint you fresh this evening. It's time to claim your anointing. It's time to claim your miracle. It's time to claim that what God has for you. Your waiting time is over. Some of you have been waiting and waiting. God's saying, just claim, just speak. When you look at this mountain and say, let this mountain be removed, Jesus said, if you believe it, this mountain will be removed. Come on, church, is there a mountain in your life? Is there things in your life that's holding you? Is there, like you say, oh, my dad was poor, my grandpa was poor, my great-grandfather was poor. Church, don't get into that, because you can be anointed by God tonight. And that can change your destiny. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord and receive a fresh oil from heaven tonight. I don't know where you need. I sense God wants to renew many of us, our prayer life. God wants to strengthen your prayer life. The enemy been stealing your time. The enemy been doing some things in your life. But God, tonight, come on, make a commitment tonight. Tonight, before we leave, come on, make a commitment. Lord, I want to have an audience with you. Come on, pick up a time to meet with God. Come on, in your mind, come on, pick up a time and say, Lord, this time, this hour, I'm going to meet with you, God. What you meet with me, God, with your kindness. Come on, the God of grace will meet you, church. The God of grace will meet you. The God of miracle will meet you. The God of mercy will meet you. The God of, I know, of signs and wonder will meet you. Come on, make an audience with God. Don't make prayer as a religious thing. Don't make prayer as just a discipline. Make prayer as your relationship with God. Come on, make prayer as a religion. There's so many things the Father wants to release over your life. Come on, take a moment and just commune with the Lord. Come on.
Passion for your name, Spirit of God, would you fall in this place? Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Consuming fire.
Come on, all over this place.
Into
flame. A fresh oil from heaven. Come on.
A passion for you fall in this place. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your consuming fire, fed into flame. A passion for your name, Spirit of God, would you fall in this place. Lord, have your way. Lord, have have your way. Consuming fire, fanning to flame.
Come on, a passion. Come on, worship the Lord. Say, Lord, renew my life, God.
Spirit of God, would you fall in this place? Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. With us, stir it up in our hearts, Lord.
Come on, make this your prayer tonight.
Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name.
Stir it up
in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your consuming fire, fanning to flame.
A passion for your name.
A passion for
to the Lord. What an awesome presence of God. As the musicians keep playing, I just take a moment, just commune with the Lord. I sense a breakthrough anointing in tonight. God wants to give you a breakthrough in the places you need breakthrough, church. Claim your anointing. Claim your anointing. That's what the Lord is saying. Claim. Pursue the anointing of the Lord over your life. You cannot just wait for it to happen. Scripture says, pursue the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You pursue the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Pursue the voice of God over your life. Come on, make a commitment this tonight. Lord, I want to pursue the anointing of the Lord over my life. Come on. You know, sometimes we pursue man. Sometimes we pursue trust of man. Come on. It's time for you to pursue the Holy Spirit. Come on. Take a moment. If you know how to pray in the Spirit, go ahead and begin to pray in the Spirit. We're gonna end just in a moment, but come on, let the church begin to pray in the Spirit. Come on, let the power of God begin to fill in a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on, receive the oil. Receive the oil. Come on, everything that's not from Jesus in your life, let it be broken right now in Jesus' name. Rika tara ba 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 shanda. Rika tara ba 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 shanda. Come on, say, Lord, pull me closer to you, God. Pull me closer to your presence. Come on, ask God to give you a desire. Desire to pray. Desire to spend time with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, release. Release. Release a desire, Lord. Come on. Desire to spend time with Jesus. A desire to behold his face. Come on, a breakthrough anointing. A breakthrough anointing. A desire to go deeper with Jesus. Come on. Tell the Lord, break every distraction in my life, God. Let my life be anointed right now. Come on. Let the Lord just anoint you. Wherever you are right now, you don't need anyone to touch you. You don't need anyone to lay hands on you right now. Wherever you are, next few seconds, let the Spirit of God touch you. Let the Spirit of God touch you. Let the Spirit of God touch you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be set free in Jesus' name. Come on, breakthrough. Breakthrough. Breakthrough right now.
breakthrough right now. Breakthrough right now. Breakthrough right now. Enemy cannot touch your finance. Enemy cannot touch your family. Enemy cannot touch your sleep. The enemy cannot touch your relationship. The enemy cannot touch your future. Come on, you are anointed by Jesus. You are anointed by Jesus. Oh, Lord, anoint your people. Anoint your people for prayer tonight, this evening, tonight, Lord. Come on, let the Lord anoint you. I sense anointing of prayer. Anointing of prayer over you, over your family. Come on, receive it. Receive it. The Lord's going to wake you up. You're going to hear God call your name in the mornings to wake you up. Oh, Rikarababababababababashanda. Oh, Rikarabararashanda. Come on, let the Lord refresh you. Come on, prayerlessness is sin. Come on, repent to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me for not making time. Forgive me for trusting man. Forgive me for trusting other things, idol, Lord. Come on, repent before the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. I'm coming back to the heart of prayer. God, pull me closer to your presence. Jesus, draw me nearer to you. Come on. Come on, just few more moments. Few more moments. Come on. Lord, forgive us for being prayerless, Lord. Come on. Give us a passion to pray. Give us a Lord anointing to pray tonight. Come on, tell the Lord, Lord, anoint me tonight to become a prayer warrior, to become a Jesus lover. Come on, Jesus lover. I want to spend time with Jesus. I want to be spent time. I want to be anointed by Jesus. Come on. Thank you, God, for your presence. One more time, every hand's lifted up. Father, come on, make a commitment before the Lord. I want to pursue the anointing of the Lord through prayer, reading of the word. God, let my secret place become a meeting place with God. Come on, make that commitment. Some of you, someone standing here, you're worried about your daughter. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, I'm going to touch her. The anointing of the Lord has not forgotten a call. There's someone sitting here, you're worried about your daughter. The Lord is saying, I have an anointing for her. And I'm going to restore a call. Come on, church, just a few more moments. Let's just seek the Lord. Come back to the heart of prayer, church. Come back. The Lord is saying, church, come back to prayer. Church, come back to prayer. God is saying, church, come back to prayer. My son and daughter, come and meet me, says the Lord. Meet me in your secret place. Meet me in your secret place. I'm going to show you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me. I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. The Lord wants to show you things, yes, great and mighty things over you. Come into my presence, says the Lord. God is saying, come into my presence. I have things to reveal to you. I have things to speak to you. The atmosphere of your house is going to change. I sense the atmosphere in your office is going to change because the presence of God is going to anoint you with a fresh oil. Thank you, God. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. There's so many of us, Lord. They made a fresh commitment, Lord, to spend time with you, Lord, to claim our inheritance in prayer time, to claim our anointing, God. As our hands are lifted up one more time, Father, I pray for your people. Every hand's lifted up, I pray a renewed prayer life. A renewed prayer life. They will burn for Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, I pray for your people as they go out from this place. Let your presence go with them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Lord, I pray for your favor over your people. In Jesus' name, I speak favor over your church. You will not be the tail, but you will be the head. I pray for your finances to increase in Jesus' name. Your expenses to decrease in Jesus' name. I pray God will open door in Jesus' name. You are protected by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. I pray for the protection of God over you and over your family. As you go out from this place, I pray God's presence will go with you and with your family too. Father, bless your people, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap.